I had heard about the lecture, but nothing prepared me for the live performance. In an early morning class, Dr. Charles Harris sent his lanky limbs into fully agitated motion on a chair perched on top of a desk. He was going to teach us practical matters that had escaped our prior formal education. He showed us how to sit on a platform in a physical comedy routine that would have rivaled Cosmo Kramer. He instructed us how to handle napping congregants who found our preaching just a little too soothing. But the most dramatic flourish of flailing arms and legs was reserved for his instruction on how we, as newly minted Pentecostal leaders, would encounter the deeply embedded culture of our special little tribe. He prepped us for lines like this: "We don't need theology, we need more neology." The subsequent 30 years of my life have wrestled within this ministry context. The combination of our simple devotion with optimistic American pragmatism has produced one of the most influential Christian movements in church history. The irony is that our avoidance of formal theological reflection is itself a theological formulation. The avoidance of theology is a de facto theology. Our challenge is not that we lack theology, but that we risk acting in ways not in accordance with our most deeply held theology because we assume that we don't have or maybe even need one. We are often willing to sacrifice long-term effect for short-term and immediate measurables, partly because we don't pause to consider our theology. The global impact of the Assemblies of God in missions effort is a great example. Pentecostals were not the first to think about biblical methods for missions. Others had already written about Paul's missionary methods, but it was left to Pentecostals to embody this theology with earth-shaking impact. Today, Pentecostal charismatic believers make up nearly a third of a billion people. Why? The practice of establishing self-supporting, self-governing, and self-propagating national churches dovetails precisely with our underlying spirit-empowered theology of ministry. Could others have done this? Maybe. But it was us because it aligned with our theology. Success in missions is not about the wealth, educational excellence, and civilizing greatness of the sending community, as much as it is about proclaiming the gospel in power, discipling the converts, and introducing them into the creative and dynamic Holy Spirit baptism, which enables them to reach their Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and now they're reaching the outermost parts of the earth. One of the earliest missiological treatments in AG history was by Alice Luce. It was three articles in the Pentecostal Evangel in 1921. Each installment was accompanied by an identical editorial note. It said this: "This series of articles entitled Paul's Missionary Methods has been written by an experienced missionary with the express purpose of helping our Pentecostal missionaries to get a clear vision of Paul's method of evangelization. Paul's methods are applicable, however, to every town and community and district in the homeland. The Pentecostal people are peculiarly missionary, and the growth of the Pentecostal movement is due largely to this missionary spirit. We shall all find these articles profitable, and when Paul's methods are put into practice, we can look for apostolic results to follow." You know what? They were right. The alignment of our theology and ministry practice is at the root of our effectiveness. When we lean into our radical pragmatism without measuring it against our most deeply held biblical, theological, and cultural values, we run the risk of exchanging temporary categories of success built on marketing campaigns, corporate franchising models, and the elevation of a select few ministry superstars for the long-term impact of kingdom growth, that comes when we prioritize the uniqueness of every believer receiving the power of the Holy Spirit and walking in gloriously diverse expressions of that giftedness. The model of self-supporting, self-governing, and self-propagating churches led by properly formed and Spirit-empowered leaders is more than a ministry model. It is the alignment of our Pentecostal theology with our missiological plan. It may take longer and may have risks, but it is the fountainhead of our explosive growth in the past and the hope for long-term sustained impact for the future.